You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 245. Why are you teaching that? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, how are you doing today? I am excited about this episode. This is going to be a lot of fun. I recently heard a parody song on Instagram, and it made me giggle. So I recreated it with a reel, and I loved it so much. I thought I've got to talk about this and do a full episode because heaven forbid I can just wrap up something quickly with a few words. So here I am. So the tune is to Santeria by Sublime. If you don't know that song, Google it or you can just watch my reel. So I won't be singing it, but you're welcome to sing along if you'd like to. But I really wanted to read the lyrics to you to this song. So I'm thinking I might say some of these words wrong, but just know I'm doing my best. So I still don't use Pythagorean, and I don't know anyone who does. Well, I'm 33 years old now, and it hasn't come up once. In the real world that we live in, seems like we should have learned more about how to raise our children along with our credit score. Instead of learning cosine or tangent, we could have benefited from understanding self-awareness or how to get a mortgage. Instead of learning imaginary numbers, they haven't got me through much. I'm pretty sure my teacher made them up because they haven't been helping with inflation or emotional intelligence. Yeah, but at least we know the planets. That should really help us when we need to practice critical thinking. When they're changing all the laws and adding more dyes to our food, we'll just fight online and tell our kids to stay in school. Oh my goodness, don't you love that so much? I loved that when I heard it and I listened to it over and over again because I thought, yes, this is it. And it's so funny. There is a comedian, Nate Bargatze, and it was an old bit he did. I think it was old. And he was talking about how he failed the test in elementary school because he forgot to put Pluto down when he was naming the planets. And he goes, come to find out, Pluto's not even considered a planet anymore, and that's when I quit science. So it was the funniest thing ever because it's so funny because when I was a kid, we were learning that Pluto was a planet, and now we are saying Pluto is not a planet. And so things that we had to be tested on and things we had to know have completely changed. So I just thought, like, that was just that planet piece, but so many things in there were so good. I loved it so much that I knew I had to do a podcast episode about this song. So maybe you've heard this story before. But there is a story of a woman who would cut the ends off of her roast. So every time she would make a roast, she would cut the ends off. And her husband asked her, why do you always cut the ends off? She said, I don't know. My mom always did. So she calls her mom and said, Mom, why do you cut the ends off your roast? And she goes, I don't know. My mom always did. So I did too. So she ends up calling her grandma and says, Grandma, why do you always cut the ends off your roast? And the grandma says, well, I didn't have a pot big enough to fit my roast in. So that was the only way to get it to fit was to cut the ends off, right? Sometimes we have been doing something for so long that we don't ask why we are doing it in the first place. She was just cutting off the ends of her roast because mom did it, and mom did it because grandma did it. And grandma had a reason, but they didn't need to keep doing it. Right? So with education, we are just doing something for so long because we stop to question it. Why do we need to know these things? What is the point of this? Right? We have quit asking those questions and we've just simply kept cutting the ends off without ever asking why. So why are we teaching kids to diagram sentences? I actually don't know. So I Googled it and Google says, you have to analyze the sentence and understand what it really means to be able to figure out what modifies what and which words go together as phrases and clauses. From an editing standpoint, diagramming helps us to figure out usage issues. So, someone who has decided that in order to fully understand and analyze a sentence, you need to be able to diagram it. Well, Who wants to really understand and analyze sentences? I know my husband likes to because he speaks a lot of languages and he has a linguistics degree. So he thinks it's really important. It helps him with foreign languages, helps him to better understand things. An editor, they said, probably needs to be able to understand the sentences of what goes where so that they can understand how to make a sentence sound better, right? Maybe a writer needs to know. It's interesting. I actually saw a writer post one time that they've written 20-something books and they could not diagram a sentence. So maybe it would help, but it sounds like maybe it doesn't, right? So somewhere down the line, somebody had an idea that everybody needs to learn how to diagram sentences because it's going to really help people who want to be an editor. And they decided that everybody should learn that skill. The only problem is not everybody wants to be an editor. And so we are spending all this time teaching things to kids that they don't care about, that they don't want to know about, and that they will never, ever use. So should we spend the time teaching our children those things? Maybe, maybe not. Guess what? I don't have the right answer for you because that is what you get to decide for your homeschool. You have taken on this amazing role of being over your children's education, and you get to decide and question things and say, this is what we are going to do in our home. We're not going to bother with these things. That's the beauty of homeschooling. I learned how to diagram sentences when I taught my children how to diagram sentences. And so far, none of them have used them in their life, and things are going well for them. My point with this podcast is not to tell you what subjects you should make sure to include in your homeschool or what subjects to exclude. And to be honest, I will teach my kids the basics of diagramming a sentence. And if they like it, then they'll know and they can keep going with it. But if they don't like it, then we can just end there. And I do that with a lot of subjects that I introduce something. And if they really love it, they go hog wild with it. And it just gets them really excited. And if they hate it and it just is not fun, then we know that that subject is not for them. So my point is not to tell you what subjects you should make sure you should have and what to include in your homeschool or what to exclude. But I want you to start questioning what different people tell you or schools are telling you you should know. You should teach these subjects, right? And I want to empower you to decide what you want your children to know. This can go off what you're interested in, what your spouse is interested in, what your kids are interested in. This can go off a prompting, a feeling like our family really needs to know this, right? I really like studying vocabulary. I think it is so fun to add into our school. I get a vocabulary book. We've used the book Vocabulary Cartoons for years, and my kids and I will read the word and then we write a sentence about it. And we do this, we go through phases. And so sometimes we do it just once a week and then we take a break with it for a while and then we come back. But it's just been something fun that we included in our school. I also like knowing the root of a word, and we will sometimes throw that into our homeschool as well. So like I said, we're not doing it all the time, but sometimes we're just bringing in different things into our school. With root words, I like it because it helps my kids to understand different words because they can break them down. And it's fun because my husband loves words so much. So it's so fun to have something that when their dad says, what does this mean? Break this word down, that they're like, okay, I know how to do this. And so it gets to be so fun. It's so fun, interesting too, because a lot of times we are teaching what we are interested in, and we have co-op classes and extracurricular classes as well for the subjects maybe we can't teach or our children are really interested in something. But it's fun to watch what different families do. So if you have a really handy family, so a friend of mine, they're building their own cabin. So part of their school is going down and they are building this cabin together. What a great experience for their education. Maybe for you, that's traveling. And so you are getting hands-on experience when you want to know about a culture or you want to know about like an ancient civilization that you've actually been there. So you want to learn about ancient Egypt and you've been to the pyramids and you're like, wow, this is amazing. This is our homeschool. And that's what's really important to you. That's what's so amazing when you get to start teaching what you're excited about and what you want to be teaching. And you can even like hope you feel and hear my excitement for this, because when you're excited with something you're teaching, guess how much more receptive your children are, right? So if I'm like, oh, we have to do vocabulary, this is stupid, and we have to do this dumb word and I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. And I'm sure you're using it wrong, right? They're like, oh, I don't want to do this either. But every time I do vocabulary, I'm like, hey, let's do vocabulary. And it's become this fun thing because I'm excited about it. We actually went through, years ago, we went through a Shakespeare phase, and I would read a simplified version of a Shakespeare book, and we would maybe watch little clips here and there. And then my kids would make a movie with them. And these beautiful classics are on my YouTube channel. They're real bad. But we love them so much that we had so much fun making them. And we did that for a while. But now that I don't have a big group of kids home, I don't teach it as much. And it's just not as important to me. If one of my kids were like, wow, I'd really love to study Shakespeare, absolutely, I would bring it back in. But I don't feel like just because some people teach Shakespeare that I have to or should be teaching those things. So I want to tell you what some of the things that I want to take time to teach my children. So this is just a list to give ideas. You, once again, you don't have to do any of these, but if some of these resonate with you, you may want to say, yes, that is something I want my kids to know. And that's why I like this song where it was talking about, we know tangent and cosines, but we don't know how to get a mortgage, or we should have maybe learned how to be, have critical thinking, right? The good laws, we know how to break down a sentence. He doesn't talk about that, but that's just me. Okay, so these are some of the things I want my children to know. And as I'm telling you this too, I want you to really think about this and ask yourself, write it down. What do I want my children to know? And I've had my answer given to me, and that is a part of my homeschool, and it's in my lesson plans that I teach and give away and whatnot. But like at the end of the day, you need to decide what do you want and have the confidence and the courage to follow what it is you want. So let me give you, let me just let you know what some of the things are in my homeschool. I want my children to understand finances. I want them to know how to live an abundant life with money. And it's so interesting as I've gotten into life coaching years ago, right? And I started it with all homeschooling and parenting stuff. And just the more I do it and I'm seeing money, it really is this mindset. It's not because your parents had money or didn't have money that you are the same way, right? It's all about those thoughts and you create the wealth. And even if something happens and you lose it, if you have that mindset, you can get it right back. And it's so awesome. So really teaching my children to have this abundant life with money and this abundant mindset with money. I also want them to be able to know how to plan for a future and retirement and investments and savings of all and all that, but still be able to live life and have fun. So how do you save and go on a trip you want to do, right? How do you do both? I want them to know that. I want them to understand credit and how to buy a car, buy a house one day, to do those types of things. I want them to know how to understand their emotions and to be able to take 100% responsibility for how they show up. That one's so much fun and so worth it. I want my children to know how to push through hard things. And I'm going to teach them that by having them help around the house, have them help around the yard. And I also teach that through something that maybe they love. When whatever, if it's a sport, if it's music, if it's theater, something that they love, I'm going to teach them through that as well to push through when it's really hard. I want my children to know how to take care of their bodies and their health, to be able to cook, to be able to know how to be healthy and what that looks like for them so that they can live a full life. I want my children to know how to serve and how to interact with the world, how to be a loving, good human. I want my children to know how to have a relationship with their Savior and have a testimony of the scriptures. Guess what? I also want my children to know how to read, how to write, and how to do basic math. Now, your list doesn't have to match mine. And also, if this sounds overwhelming to you, the reason it's not overwhelming is because this is just our life. That there is a dedicated time to the reading and the writing, but there's also dedicated time to doing chores and finances and hard work and all of those types of things and serving as a family. It has just totally become our family culture that we are just doing these things and checking in. And then we read books about it as part of school and just really helping my kids to learn like this is life and to be lifelong learners. And it's so stinking fun. You may not care about everything I have on my list. Maybe if you're like, I really don't care about finances, it's just not my jam. Guess what? It doesn't have to be part of your school. And that is what is so awesome. But guess what? You may care about advanced math, where I definitely did not have that on my list. And so have that in your school. When you are excited about something, it's way more fun to teach it to your kids. It's so fun. In my last area where we lived, I had a guy, they went to regular school and he was talking about they love math. Their family really, really loved math. And he was asking me years ago if he created a math video series, if I could talk to homeschoolers about it. I don't know if he ever did it because he never got back to me. But he and his kids were doing it together because they loved math so much. And I thought, how fun. In that house, if they were homeschooling, there would have been so much emphasis on math and they would have loved it. They would have been reading more about awesome mathematicians and what you could do with math and all this amazing thing. So I'm not saying any of these subjects are useless. I'm not saying advanced math is useless because there are people who love it and there are careers that need it, right? So I love just like offering a bunch of things to my kids and going with what they love and question all the things that we've been told so long that we should teach our children about. So I want you to leave today feeling empowered, maybe even excited, my favorite emotion. I want you to decide what you want to teach your kids and question the things that don't make sense to you, like maybe for me, calculus. And remember, you don't have to cut the ends off your roast just because someone else did. Love you so much. Talk to you next week. Hello, friend. If you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my curriculum. Each month, you will receive 16 lesson plans that cover habits, the arts, science, history, and so much more. Head on over to www.coachmegthomas.com and click on shop at the top of my site. Or you can check it out in my Instagram bio. Have a great one.